Box A, Map Overview. Often, we want the ability to associate some search key with some value. For example, in writing a dictionary program and given a word, we would like to be able to quickly find and extract the definition. This is an example of a map. That is, the word maps to the definition. So far, a map does not seem like anything special, as we could just use an array or list and do a search for the specified item. However, what makes the C++ map interesting is that the searching is done very quickly because the internal map data structure is typically a red-black binary search tree, which is inherently optimized for fast searching. It is essentially a data structure that can always be searched in a binary search method by its very nature. However, we will not get into tree data structures in this book. Rather, we will just learn how to use the standard library map class. Box B, Insertion and Removal. To use the STL map class, you need to include the map header file. The second bullet in box B shows the general syntax for instantiating a map object. Note that map takes two template parameters, the search key type and the value type associated with that key. The third bullet shows a concrete example, where the search key is a string and the value is an integer. This could represent a mapping from a person's name to his or her age. To insert an item into the map, you use the overloaded bracket operator, where the argument inside the brackets denotes the key, and then the right-hand operand of the assignment operator specifies the value you wish to associate with that key. If a value is already associated with that key, then the preceding syntax overwrites the value at that key with the new value. The box shows some examples of inserting various entries into the map. To delete an item from the map, you use the erase method, where we specify the key of the item to erase. The last line in box B shows us erasing the entry corresponding with the key atom from the map. Box C, Traversal. The code snippet shown here provides an example of how to iterate over a map. It is actually the same as iterating over a list, using iterators. Note, however, that even though the exposed interface for iterating over a map is the same as with a list, the actual implementation details are different. That is, the map iterators are doing different things to iterate over a map than list iterators do to iterate over a list. What is interesting here is that since a map has two associated values, the map iterator provides access to those two values via the first member of the map iterator and via the second member of the map iterator. The map iterator's first member gives the key, and the second member gives the value. Box D, Searching. We started out our discussion with maps saying that, given a search key, we can find the associated value very quickly with the map data structure. To find an item given the key, we use the find method. The find method returns an iterator to the object from which you can obtain its value using its second data member, as discussed in box C. Again, the key benefit of maps is that searching is naturally fast because of the internal data structural representation.